Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I am your presiding minister, Reverend Angela Faye McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here on a hot, hot, hot day, hot and humid day in Chicago, but a day that has been filled with a lot of energy. We've had a lot of things going on in the city. We had Lollapalooza going on in Grant Park, as well as the 80th Bud Billiken Day Parade held on the south side of Chicago. And that is a parade that celebrates education and celebrates the kids going back to school. So before we melt away in the studio, we're going to roll on with one a collaboration with me and Catherine Kindred. Excuse me. And also, later on in the show, we're going to be hearing from Moshe. We're actually going to be debuting Moshe's album. You've heard some cuts off his album, but we're going to look more intensively into some of his work. So Moshe will be the featured poet on the show today, and he will call it a little bit later. But for now, let's start Wade in the Water, Sister Poochie, and Catherine Kindred.
Miss Kendrick and Sister Poochie, you see, we're going to give you a little history. Go, Cat, go. What you say, girl? Why? Give me more now. I don't know. I remember that story. Well, why they say it though? Why? Can you give me more? I'm not sure now. All right. Oh, yeah. Now, I see the light a little. Why? See, this is a part of history that keeps repeating these. See, in America, we used it during slavery when the slaves would run free. See, we said, wade, wade in the water when the master's dogs were coming for thee. We said, go a little low in the water because God's gonna trouble the water, see. It makes sense now. Wait, wait, wait now. It gotta be. Give it to me now. Can you hear me? Now trust me. You don't believe my divinity. No way. Just see the Holy Ghost looking for me. That's gonna trouble. And that's the point, you see. He'll find thee. Just wade, wade, wade. Now, this is a little piece of history. You wade in the water and you just wait for it to flee. Just let God trouble the things around thee, and all of a sudden, he'll be looking for thee. This is just a little piece of history that repeats over and over and over, you see. So whenever your people are in captivity, say, wade in the water until you are free.
Yes, whenever your people are in captivity, just wait and wait with patience and let the Lord bring you through it. That is what that song means, and that is what it means to me. And can't get any better than that, than having patience and waiting on the Lord. Okay, we're going to move right along. As I was mentioning earlier, today was the 80th Bud Billiken Day Parade. To give you a little history, Bud Billiken is a cartoon character made up by the Defender, and it was an annual parade that runs through this Bronzeville area in Chicago, which is a predominantly African-American area. Anyway, it's one of the largest parades in the country. Bands and drum quartets and drum majors and everything come from all over the world and all over the country to come to this parade. And its focus is education. And that is what's so important, that you have to educate yourself. And one of the things we have to educate ourselves with is the ways of God and the ways of Jesus Christ. You knew that was coming in there sooner or later. So I want everybody to remember to go to Bible study at www.sisterpoochie.com and catch up on the Bible study tapes, because not only do you need to fill your mind with worldly knowledge and get an education, you need to fill your mind with spiritual knowledge so you know how to survive in the world we live in today. Okay, right. Now we're going to move on to Moshe. Now, Moshe is a very complex. You've heard him on the show before, but he has a CD out called Tongues of Fire Amongst the Water. And Moshe's true interest or purpose is to empower and to elevate the mental of many people and to create true peace and tranquility from a new world, a new beginning, the now, and the future. And so this is perfect, someone who wants to educate through his spoken word career, and wants to get out there and teach people different things. It goes in hand with what the Bud Billiken Day Parade stood for today. So before we go on to that, though, if you want to contact Ms. Catherine Kendrick Merlino, you contact her at www.tag.com/Whitney890. That's www.tagged.com/Whitney890. And, of course, if you want to contact me or contact the ministries, the number is the email address is www.sisterpoochie.com, SisterPoochie.com. And let's keep rolling on with the show. This is called Outro by Moshe.
What is necessary to my people, the selfless service from the Spirit. We are the one. Enough of the small talk. We are the true God. We are the children of the Netzah. Let's come, people. Let's go on. Life is this life. This is illusion. The true life is eternal life within the soul, within the heart. Your heaven is within your mind. From here, change your mental. We will rise. Get energy from that sun, people. For it is our food. Our food to the higher rim. Our food to the higher dimension. People, this is not the end. It's the end of the old world. Welcome in this new world. We are the ones our past ancestors was. They flowing through us. I come to you in the many aspects, the many attributions, to show you that we are the light. Come out of Babylon. Come out this whore. Come, America, the world, Rome, whatever you want to call it, come out of it. If you call on to it, you shall fall with it. Enough all the small talk, let's come up, come as one, rise. Because my people are that to transcend this world. Be one with nature again, people. Let go of the voices, the nonsense, the stupid music. Come as one. True love, unconditional for my people.
Like I said, Moshe likes to go and elevate you to a mental higher state, and he did that with his outro. I think we have Moshe on the line. We're going to get him on the line right now. Moshe, are you there?
Greetings to you, everybody out there.
Hey, greetings to you. I hear you're caught up in all of this Chicago traffic out there today.
Well, not only that, it's just a big vortex in Chicago, but it just sounds special about Chicago, but I'll fill y'all in on that a little bit later.
Okay. I was just telling people about the Bud Billiken Day Parade, how that stands for education, and how you yourself, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there, just a high wind, that's all.
Okay. How you yourself... Still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. Actually, I'm outside from you.
Oh, okay. Well, we're gonna roll on. We're going to roll on to Stupid Music Chicago Style, everybody. This is Stupid Music Chicago Style, and we'll be right with you.
What?
Where's my door?
What?
Check it out. Rolling down the street, listen to the stupid music. Rolling down the street, listen to the stupid music. Rolling down the street. Listen to the stupid music, rolling. Listen. Every day I hear people on the stupid music. Every day I see people on the stupid music, bragging what he got, bossing who she be. I tell you, stupid music, it's paying up our family, begging for more pay. That's the stupid music, see you down to your own people. That's the stupid music, see we coming down on these. That's the stupid music, see she got a proud of her. That's the stupid music, see you paying that life. You chasing dreams, you want a lavish life. You chasing dreams, you want reparations. You chasing dreams, you want them to stop it. Stop chasing a dream, Oprah Winfrey. She ain't thinking about you, Hillary Clinton. She ain't thinking about you, Barack Obama. He keep playing with you, George W. Bush. He keep lying to you, rolling down the street. Listen to the stupid music, rolling down the street. Listen to the stupid music, rolling down the street. Listen to the stupid music, rolling. Listen. Every day I hear people on the stupid music. Every day I see people on the stupid music, bragging what he got, bossing who she be. I tell you, stupid music, it's paying up our family. Hurricane Katrina, they ain't coming for you. Want a good job? They ain't sending you. War on terror, they keep sending you. I just spoke clear. They definitely coming for you, disrespecting sisters. There's how you kill the family down in all the brothers. There's how you kill the family, sister over the brothers. There's how you kill the family, your wife out the boy. There won't be no family, Sean, Sean. You are not the father, Larry, Rick. You are not the father, John, Tyrone. You are not the father, hey, she don't care. Let the lame be the father, rolling down the street. Listen to this stupid music, rolling down the street. Listen to this stupid music, rolling down the street. Listen to this stupid music, rolling. Listen. Won't you stop? Listen to this stupid music, won't you stop? Listen to this stupid music, won't you stop? Listen to this stupid music, rolling. Listen. We need to stop. Listen to the conscious music, we need to stop. Listen to the conscious music, we need to stop. Listen to the conscious music, rolling. Listen. What? Rolling, listen, stupid, listen, music, rolling, what? rolling, rolling. Listen. Stupid music.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Moshe with Stupid Music Chicago Style. Like I said, it's very fitting since Moshe feels that he is here to elevate the mental of everyone's mind. And Bud Billiken's Day Parade is all about education. So I want everybody to know you need to feed your mind, feed your spirit, and feed your soul. And don't forget to go to Bible study and get into reading some spiritual stuff besides your book stuff, because that's going to help you get through the world and not just get a good job. Okay, I actually have Moshe in the studio. Woo! He made it, y'all. He made it. So,
I can do it.
I can do it. So how are you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm excellent. No words can describe.
Okay, hey, you can't beat that. I've been here. We've been pumping up. We already heard outro and Stupid Music, which is from your CD, Tongues of Fire Amongst the Water. How did you get the name for this? I've been dying to ask you.
Well, like some of the prophets in the Bible says, it came at night, in the middle of the night. It just came to me once I looked, took a second and third look at it, I'm like, wow, you know, actually see the metaphors in this, you know, it came out the real me, which is the soul.
You can't get any realer than that.
Yeah.
You can't get no realer than that. Well, we're gonna have plenty of more. You got some live work for us today?
Some live work, yeah. I got some coming up soon, you know, whenever you want me to just fit, you know.
Okay, all right. Well, we're gonna first let's move on to this is called Let's Have You Spit. You ready to spit or you wanna take a break? We're gonna move on to another Moshe hit and we're gonna let my brother get his breath. And we're going to move on to another song.
Well, I'd like to say this before you go to the song.
Okay.
It's interesting, like Stupid Music, and Matthew chapter 13, verse 9 through 13, the disciples asked Jesus, why do you speak in parables? He's like, and Jesus says, unto you to get the secrets of the kingdom of God, but up to the masses, they get parables. So if you can read between the lines, you shall get those.
Oh, you say that, boy. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And that is why it's so important what we're talking about. And, you know, and people do it in different type of ways. We have spoken word. We have poetry. We have gospel music. We have preachers. We have teachers. We have everything out there. But, again, like I said, it's all about working that big old muscle that sits on top of your head.
Right.
And it's constantly working your brain and thinking about something that's positive. Okay, now I have the next song that's coming up. It's called I Feel Free, and this is by Phoenician Sound. All right, I Feel Free.
Yeah.
Yes, that was Phoenician Sounds, everybody. A smooth sound. For right now, if you want to contact them, contact Sister Poochie at SisterPoochie.com. And that was dedicated to Mr. Rashid White. Okay? Mr. Rashid White, if you're out there listening, give a sister a call. Hit me up at SisterPoochie at SisterPoochie.com. That's my email address. And we're still hanging out in the studio with Moshe, but we're going to compose ourselves, and we're going to head on to the dance break, and then we're going to have some live poetry for you coming up pretty soon. Now, this dance break is Let the Sun Shine In, because it is just, it's hot today. It's hot, humid, and sticky today. So we're just going to let the sun shine in and bake the skin and make us feel good again, okay? Everybody, the dance break. The dance break is sponsored by the Journey Home Outreach Ministry online radio show, www.sisterpoochie.com. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries Dance Break. And that was it. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope it helped get some of the energy out of you. It helped me get the energy and calm down and allow Moshe a moment to catch his breath. And now he's going to come live and spit some live poetry for us today. Everybody, the one and only Moshe.
Okay, okay. Before I go to this piece, I'd just like to say where I'm coming from with this is just like in Matthew chapter 23, when Jesus was speaking among the masses, the multitude, and some people was like rooting, and some people was like, you know, what's this brother talking about, this and that. But he was actually going at the people that were suppressing this ancient knowledge from the people. So the ancient knowledge is what kind of fill me up with this piece called She Is. She draws a picture for me so I can plan my day. She's my long-lost confidant when matters gets worse. She catches me off guard with her wise advice and motivation. She's old school like cheese, crackers, bologna, and a jelly jar full of Kool-Aid. And that girl got that fire. And I'm not talking about Ghana or that other girl, Rhea. Man, she multi-class in all endeavors. She's what I daydream about and what others fantasize about. Every time she comes through and we embrace, suddenly I'm not hungry anymore. She's that type of lady my great-great-great-great-great-grandmother used to love. Just the other day I was talking to my mother and she said, "You got to prove that to me because I don't see none of that these days." I said, "Mom, be patient and observe. And by the way, she can't wait to meet you. But first you gotta let go of what you was told about her because it's not true. She's the goddess that found me after all my trials, tribulations, and when I had nothing to eat. She found me in the middle of the night when I was stranded far away from home, then guided me to the safe place, which was a mansion on a hill. We vibed so tough that night, suddenly I had a new passion, love for things I never knew, had, or wanted to do. She made me feel as open as a child in kitty land. My mother answered and said, what's this woman's name and where is she? I said, "Mom. She's granted many names, and it's kind of unusual because the records don't have a time and date on it. She goes by the name of Tara, Nina, Sarah, Shekinah, Mary, Mommy too, Mommy, Shekinah. To me, she's a great mother. My mother says, shut your mouth. I said, Mom, you don't understand. For years and years, they try to annihilate her presence and potential. But she's here now, here to take back her seat on the highest throne. My mother said, man, Moshe, you talking like she's right here. Like I said, where is she? I said, Mom, be patient and observe. She's here within me, and we have a perfect union, which is infinite. Newlyweds forever, and we plan plenty trips to the heavens for our honeymoon. She's here to stay. My fire with way will and clarifying omnipresent baby girl. She just is. She is.
That's deep, Moshe. Where did you get that inspired from?
Well, what inspired me, I lived deep within myself and I did my research. You have a lot of people saying stuff, but they really don't back themselves up or where they get it from. So within my pure heart and my essence, I found myself in who I was that woman, that mama, and where we came from. Everyone came from the woman, and as you look at nature, you see the mother. You see in trees, you see the trunk of the tree. It looks like, you know, it's a symbol of,
right.
You know, I don't want to stress on that. But people know where I'm coming from. And I was coming through her waters, and I was coming through her essence. We always talk about the Holy Spirit, the Chi, the Shekinah. We talk about that in all different texts and languages, but we all come from our mother. So, so I'm showing to my mother because
right.
The mothers of today have lost their essence because we live in a certain paradigm for thousands of years, and before that, it was the matriarchal paradigm.
All right. All right. Well, you know what? Your mother would be very proud. I know she's very proud.
My mother would keep her peace and just hear me come in my true essence.
Yeah, because, you know, I feel what you're saying, and I have to go back to my studies and what I believe in and everything. And there is no, I always tell people, there is no sex in spirit. That's why Jesus says, wait on me as a bride waits on his bridegroom. And he does that universal for everybody to wait on me.
But
that
even the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ comes from his mother, Mary.
Right. So
should we suppress Mary? He came from the Christ energy or the blood of Christ, which is Mary's blood.
All right, we're gonna move right on. We're gonna play your third eye versus your blind eye, because I think that has a lot to do with what you're talking about right now.
And I like to say, who's doing the hook on here is my son.
Oh, and what's your son's name?
Isaac.
Okay, the first eye versus the blind eye by Moshe.
Ha ha. Rome is falling. Yes, it is. West side is falling all over. Yes, it is. West is falling. The old world is gone. Rome is falling. The new is up. Wake up. In the spiritual sense.
Yeah.
The blue pill will keep you in this world. The physical state.
Right, right.
Self imprisonment. Well, I'm gonna let you eat up this red pill.
It is a swallow.
The game of Monopoly, as you see it, is ruling this life.
Right.
Control of banks, institutions, media, and government. Keep the minds of the masses under a spell. But soon the game
is over.
The so-called mighty dollar, your pride and joy, has nothing backing it. Monopoly money. Get it?
Control.
This control has molded us and our past ancestors into a world we see today. A world that suppresses truth and the African people from rise.
Right.
But it always was here in the spirit.
Yeah.
The ones that stay confused or refuse to hear and see the truth from the spirit like me will continue to perish in the mental and physical state. When they finally sense they're in set slavery like now, it will be a long physical struggle to see what's the right choice. And that is unity amongst your brothers and sisters, physically and mentally. Everything that the masses love so much in this world continues to crumble.
All the damn.
More our people will finally unite, but will still perish because of their overall love of this world. The spiritually inclined will be able to live days without worldly things and continue to help others escape the physical and spiritual captivity. Escaping to dwell in a land of tranquility and peace. A land of a new mind state. A new dimension.
New
age. A new
Hemi.
price of life takes you by surprise. We're searching for money, food, friends, and why me? We want the world, but don't ask why. Any known wise man will ask the question, why do a man spend most of his energy to look good, when life is shortened by a lack of? Being raised into sin or ignorance is the answer that keeps the creators sleep on their own demise. Falling down and doing it again, not knowing why they're here for. Why follow a man whose only answers is probably, maybe, possibly, mystery, and hope? Why start a business when you haven't learned from your experience or failure? Why win the rat race when you're not the rat? Why take advice when one does not know and have not, again, experienced failing and suffering? Learning from failing is to become wise. Gaining from winning is to continue to be consumed by the world and all this dirty tricks for a loser to keep you here. Why is that when you look behind bad, you see wisdom? And when you look behind good, you see pleasure. Why play with yourself when you have plenty of resources and plenty of women to want? Why go to school for something you can naturally without adding fun? Why doesn't elementary teach elementary? Why don't university teach the universe? Why when you go to court, you need someone to represent you and can't present yourself? Why? 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 I tell you why. Because you live in a damn lie.
What?
But learn from it. Because there's truth in the thick.
Yes, that was Noshe again, everybody. Switchboard's been going crazy. Sorry about the blank sounds and everything, but we're getting it together. We're rolling down to the last 7 minutes of the show, and I'm going to turn the mic over to Noshe and allow him to do another piece and say what he has to say. So, everyone, don't forget, this is the Journey Home Outreach Ministry radio show. If you would like to get your piece on to be featured, please email Sister Pucci at SisterPucci.com. You know how to spell it. It's SisterPoochie at SisterPucci.com, as well as the Bible study will be available as long as you need it to be available. So don't forget to get into that Bible study and feed your spiritual mind, too. And Moshe, take it away.
Okay. What I want to say briefly, when I was last speaking, I was saying, certain text information. Well, basically, I was doing my studying, but it's hard to expand and not be limited if you don't find, come into your own. And it's pretty hard for a lot of people to come into their own. All I can say is in the DNA. And information of where I'm coming from, like DNA, you got the DMT spirit molecule by Richard Strassman. Also, the ancient texts, you can get a lot of stuff by the from the books of Hilton Hosting, Manly P. Hall. You can get it from Jerry Massey, Pastor Beverly Randolph, Alvin Boyd Kuhn. I can go on and on. Madame Blavatsky of the Secret Doctrine, Secrets of Regeneration, that's by Hilton Hosting. And Peter Redgrove, Peter Moon, Philip Cooper. If you take notes of these names of these authors of a lot of great books that take you to the origin of where I'm coming from. So I just want to let you know that, because a lot of speakers, and a lot of leaders or what have you will speak a lot of stuff, but won't give you the origins of where they're coming from with their words. Other than that, you can catch me, and if you like what you hear or if you like to buy or send proceeds to me, you can go to my MySpace music page. The name is Knight Damon, which is NITEDAEMON, Knight Damon, NITEDAEMON, MySpace.com. I just want to go and see where I'm coming from with this piece called Conscious Music. Here we go. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Listen, be caught up in the aftermath. I am then an cause of the what I am. I am then an cause of the what I am. From the speed, we be feeling it constantly. Be feeling from the speed, we be feeling it constantly. Be feeling. I am then an cause of the what I am. I am then an cause of the what I am. From the speed, we be feeling it constantly. Be feeling from the speed, we be feeling it. No shit, the world is mixed up. Yep. We know it. The people still divided. Yep. We know it. The truth is still lost. Yep. We know it. There's oppression everywhere. Yep. We know it. Out of all this betrayal. It's this real time here, Mr. Greasy Jerry Curls. I'm giving it to you all. This not another preach. So it's a real close, cause I'm about to teach. Oh, how we got here spread over there. This is manifested conscious coming out the air. Many prophecies. This will come. Get your man right to get where it's from. We used to be beings with over nations. Not waiting on a man to give us a reparation. We used to be kings, not to mention the queens. Now we're chasing these dreams of places never seen. We used to live on off. Now we're chasing these dreams of places never heard. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Listen, be caught up in the aftermath. I am than an anchor to know what I am. I am than an anchor to know what I am. From the spirit, we be feeling the constant be stealing. From the spirit, we be feeling the constant be stealing. I am than an anchor to know what I am. I am than an anchor to know what I am. From the spirit, we be feeling the constant be stealing. From the spirit, we be feeling the constant be stealing. That's when we have the nature. Yep. I know it. That's when we have the magic. Yep. I know it. That's when we have the God. Yep. You know it. That's when we change the world. Yep. Know it. Cause the people waking up, it's a dime a dozen. Fitting fighting the truth for God's knowing the chosen. They waking up war that's really in your mind. Keep living in the spirit. We change the paradigm, melting in the sun, the signs of the age. When it hits you, meditate and come out the case. Recognize who you are, what you really do. The lose, you keep the cage, really pass due. And the simplest words is gonna fall down. Losing many meeting things, we pick up that frown. These hardcore words coming out of me is more the captives to end the misery. Cause it's the captives of the world gonna do the do. And the slaves won't ride until it's really through. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. What? This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Who? This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Listen, be caught up in the aftermath. Conscious Music.
My brother, thank you for gracing. And he has tongues of fire, okay? You are very talented.
Yeah, I was being so overwhelmed and stuff like that, so I kept going on.
That's okay. It's cool, everybody. That is the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope that you go to MySpace page for Mache. Again, I'm going to spell it again for you. It is MySpace.com/ NITED as in dog, AEMON. And if you want to get in contact with me, Sister Poochie, you know where to find me, www.sisterpoochie.com. Everybody, have a blessed week, and I'm so glad that you decided to join me. But Sister Poochie is out. Peace and blessings.
Peace, and Popeye's chicken grease.
That's a Chicago thing. Everybody, we're out. Peace out.